Romans chapter 11. So look what the Bible says here in verse 26. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved. Now look at verse 25 where it says this, that blindness in part is happened unto Israel. So according to the Bible, he's saying this. No, and this is what they say, you know, the scales will be removed from their eyes in Revelation chapter 19. Look at verse number, let's see here. Verse number 6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? And here's the thing. Verse 7 is one of my favorite verses, because it makes a distinction between two people. It says, Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. So who's the election? The saved people. And if you read the entire chapter, even at the end of Romans chapter 10, it makes a distinction between saved Israel and the unsaved people. You know, even David said, I pray that those people never get saved. I mean, that's rough, yeah. Right? But look what it goes on to say. And the rest were what?
Blinded.
So blindness in part is happened unto Israel. Why? Because part of them are blind. Part of them are still not saved. In fact, Jesus told the Pharisees what? Because you think you see, you're still blind. Right? Does that make sense? Now look what it goes on to say. Go back to verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved. Now, here's the thing. In the millennial reign, it's only going to be saved Israelites.
Amen.
Right? And here's the thing. Even today in Romans chapter 9, the Bible says not all who are of Israel are of Israel.
Right.
So that goes to show us that there are saved and unsaved Israelites in Israel, but not all of them who are in Israel really are of Israel. Because God only recognizes saved Israel.
Amen.
By the way, saved Israel is right here, amen?
Amen.
I know my parents were born in Guatemala, but hey, my citizenship is in heaven. I am an Israelite indeed, amen?
Yes.
Saved. Romans 9:6 says, not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So it explains to us, they're not all of Israel, okay? So you say, we know these things. Okay, I know you know these things. But it's not grievous for me to tell you these things over and over again, okay? And we're setting something up right here. Go to Jeremiah chapter number 6. When are you going to get to all Israel being saved? When are you going to get to that? I'm going to get to it in the next 30 minutes. Just kidding. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. In verse number 29 is a verse that we use to define what a reprobate is, right? Reprobate civil shall men call them, for the Lord hath rejected them. And we simply know the definition of reprobate means to be rejected, okay? That's what we use. But often, this is actually a very good passage to use to prove replacement theology, okay? And I'm going to explain to you why. Look at verse 28. They're all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They're all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain. Why? For the wicked are not plucked away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, reprobate silver shall men call them, for the Lord hath rejected them. So it's saying here that the Israelites during this time, God rejected them. They became a reprobate silver because obviously in Deuteronomy and Exodus it says they were a peculiar treasure. They were like silver, right? Well, they became reprobate silver, rejected silver. Why? Because the wicked were not plucked away. That means there were ungodly people within Israel and they were not plucked away. He said, what does that have to do with the presidency in China? Look, in Proverbs it says this. Pay attention. Take away the dross from the silver and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Then it says this in the next verse. Take away the wicked from before the king and there shall his kingdom shall be established in righteousness.
Amen.
Take away the wicked from before the king and his kingdom shall be established in righteousness. When is Christ's kingdom going to be established in righteousness? In the millennial reign. Well, what has to happen in order for that to take place? The wicked need to be plucked out. The dross needs to be removed. By the way, that happens in Armageddon. The days of vengeance. He kills them all off. The wicked are plucked away. And so all Israel shall be saved. Now, go back to Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. Does that make sense? I mean, it's very clear, isn't it? So he's saying that the unsaved Israelites are like dross and they need to be plucked away. Well, unfortunately, in Jeremiah chapter number 6, they were not plucked away. They were not taken out of the land. And that's why the Bible says that they became reprobate silver, shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Why? Because the wicked were not plucked away. Well, guess what? In Revelation chapter 19, Christ is going to come. The days of vengeance are going to be there. And he's going to wipe out unbelieving Israel.
Amen.
These be the days of vengeance. They shall fall by the sword, the Bible says. They're going to die. God's going to kill them. And the dross will be removed. That's why his kingdom can be established in righteousness. Why? Because the wicked are removed from before the king.